The following is an exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the National Football League. The Panthers hope time can heal the scars from a primetime loss. In order to take the bite out of the Bears, they'll have to run the ball.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, touchdown!
We go between the lines and into the huddle with Coach Taylor.
Good job, big dog. Want to play big right there. Good job, man.
This is the Carolina Panthers Television Network. And you stepped into the huddle. The Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera. From Bank of America Stadium, the play-by-play voice of the Panthers, Mick Mixon. The head coach, Ron Rivera. And your host, 16-year NFL veteran, Eugene Robinson.
Welcome inside the Panthers Huddle. The Panthers made the most of a long weekend after a grueling stretch of football. Now they are focused on the task at hand, facing the Chicago Bears in Soldier Field on Sunday. Now, job number one, returning to the basics, and that means cranking up the run game. They may have to make the trip without Luke Kuechly, and replacing the former NFL Defensive Player of the Year will not be easy.
Hey. Nice job, Mel.
Good.
As always, it's next man up anytime a player goes down. This week, David Mayo may be called upon to fill the big shoes of Luke Kuechly. It won't be easy, but Mayo has the support of a veteran group of leaders who will have his back in crunch time.
Coach Holcomb, my linebacker coach, and Steve Wilkes, the defensive coordinator, do a great job of getting us mentally prepared, getting me mentally prepared and ready for the game to step in at any moment at either linebacker position.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Get in front. That's it. That's it.
On the other side of the ball, the Panthers have to find a way to run the football. That will go a long way to restoring the balance and get the Panthers back in the win column.
I think we just got to trust each other. You know, it's a team thing. It's not one person. It's kind of just getting in a rhythm, but it'll come.
It is the most wonderful time of the week when we get to welcome head coach Ron Rivera into the Panthers Huddle studio. Coach, your team with the Thursday night game, those games kind of give and take. You get a little bit of a mini bye week. How did your club respond to a few extra days off?
Well, I think they responded pretty well. You know, we had a good week of practice. I really like the direction we're headed. I mean, it's going to be a tough football game coming up against Chicago just because of who they are in terms of their physical nature as well. But yeah, it was a good week. I thought our guys responded nicely to it.
Tremendous concern all throughout Panther Nation in the NFL on not only Luke Kuechly, the linebacker, but Luke Kuechly, the person. How is number 59?
Well, he's fine. You know, he's progressing very well through the protocol, much more faster than he did last year. So, again, it's all going to depend on how the doctors feel and how he is doing on game day.
There's only one Luke Kuechly, of course, but David Mayo is a pretty good football player. What's he giving you in a supporting role?
Well, David's a very physical downhill linebacker, very smart kid. He's a lot like A.J. was for us in the past. In fact, I think he can be better than A.J. I really do, and I'm not trying to diss A.J. I'm just saying David Mayo's that good a football player.
Ryan Khalil back at practice, Kurt Coleman back at practice. Will they be game-time decisions?
Yes, they will. You know, it'd be great to have Ryan back there. I will tell you this much, with the Khalil brothers playing together, we're 1-0. So that's a good thing. But I do like what Ryan brings to the table. I mean, he's a 5-time Pro Bowl player. He's an all-pro type guy that he knows the game. He's very experienced, and he can really help settle some things down, calm the waters as far as our offensive line is concerned.
They play their style of football, which the head coach preaches over there. He has a defensive background. That's what he does. And we feel like the defense has been one of the reasons why they've been able to stick in certain games and play some really prolific offenses, you know, down to the last minute.
As a defense, you know, the first priority is stopping the run. You know, they got a great run game going right now, you know, to make it an easier job for the rookie quarterback. So that's going to be a big emphasis for us. And then, you know, put them in third and long situations and let the quarterback, let the front eat.
That's the goal every week, is to try to pressure and disrupt the opposing quarterback. No different this week. He's a rookie, so he hasn't seen everything yet, but he's a good player.
We're just getting started on the Panthers Huddle. Coming up, the outcome wasn't what the Panthers wanted, but the spirit on keep pounding prevailed in primetime.
and leader. Sometimes you have to look at what the opposition is doing to get better. We break down how teams are defending the Panthers offense. This exclusive presentation of the Carolina Panthers Television Network is brought to you by Bank of America, official bank of the Carolina Panthers, and by Guy Roofing, the official roofing contractor of the Carolina Panthers. The Panthers Huddle with Ron Rivera continues with the Bojangles Rewind. Bojangles, your official tailgating headquarters for the Carolina Panthers. It's Bo time.
There is no time like prime time.
It gets no better than this. It gets no better than this. Ain't nobody else playing tonight. The world watching us.
Under the lights at Bank of America Stadium, the Carolina Panthers geared up for an emotional night as they honored the legacy of Sam Mills.
It's the keep pounding game. Motivation. That's what we use it as. Let's go, baby. Keep pounding. Let's go, baby.
The former player and coach who authored a phrase that has become woven into the fabric of this franchise. Unfortunately, the Panthers ran into a brick wall.
I will almost abandon this run. They are not letting you toss sweep. They're not letting you run laterally. And now they said, we ain't going to let you run inside.
McCaffrey has minus 2 yards rushing. Fozzie has minus 3 and Stewart minus 7.
Panther O-line's got its hands full tonight. Got to figure this defense out somehow.
The Eagles had their own motivation, coming in to ruin the festivities and get a leg up on the race in the NFC.
Yeah, Eagles are going to be tough to shake. This looks like going to be a high blood pressure finish. But this has been high-level football tonight for both clubs. First and 10, Carolina. The Newton makes a handoff, takes it himself, 10, cuts left, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, touchdown.
My goodness, this is putting distance with this team, with the Philadelphia Eagles.
The Panthers kept pace for the most part.
This defense is playing too well, and you got to kick the field, you got to get points.
You hate to, but I think you have to. Newton backs up into the gun. Newton's going to throw, end zone, left side, McCaffrey caught it, touchdown.
But in this matchup of 2 4-1 teams, it's no surprise that turnovers would make the difference.
Newton has the shotgun snap, being pressured. Newton unfurls a pass, and it is intercepted. Newton's third interception ends a drive that had some potential.
Both of these turnovers in the red zone result in touchdowns for Philadelphia, and that's the difference in the game right now.
Twice in the fourth quarter, the Panthers' defense stopped the Eagles from widening a 13-point lead.
Captain Munnerlyn just came over to Cam Newton after that defensive stop and said, we got you the ball, go do something with it. He said, we need one more drive like this and we win this game. He said, let's get this thing done.
You had to like the odds of handing the ball over to Cam Newton down the stretch. But things seemed amiss.
The game is on the line yet again. Fourth and one with 1:22 to go. Over the middle, McCaffrey rolling grab, the 40. Did he catch it?
No,
he did not.
Time ran out on the Panthers' chances of pulling this one out.
The Eagles are going to win the game. Wentz takes a knee. The final score will be 28-23 Eagles.
Now, back to Bank of America Stadium and the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, Ron Rivera.
The only way to really put a loss into your rearview mirror in the NFL, I guess, is to try to learn from it, Coach. How was the Philadelphia Eagles game diagnostic for you and your football team?
Well, you know, that's exactly what I said to the guys, Mick, is, you know, you don't lose a game, you learn from the game. And this was a game that we can most certainly learn from. A lot of good things as far as offense, defense, special teams are concerned that we did, and a lot of good things that we missed opportunities on. I mean, there were so many plays to be made in all three phases. It was disappointing.
Coach Rivera, how close is your run game to getting back where you want it?
You know, it's a lot closer, I think, than people realize. I mean, I know there's a lot of panic right now amongst some folks, but there is no panic amongst us. I think, again, as we look at what we do and how we do it, there's some things that got to get shored up, obviously. But there's also some individual things that got to be corrected. And I think our coaches have done a nice job trying to make sure we're putting the players in the best position to have success. But at the same time, we're coaching these players up so that, you know, they get opportunities to make plays.
People are also wondering when Thieves Avenue is going to steal something. But if they start pressing and start hunting the ball, do you sacrifice defensive integrity?
You do. And that's one of the things I think everybody's got to understand. But one thing that we are doing is we're playing a lot more man coverage. We really are. And with that, you don't have eyes on the ball like we've in the past. You know, we're a little bit more aggressive on the defensive side, which I like. I like the fact that Coach Wilkes likes to attack the opponent, get the ball out of the quarterback's hands as quickly as possible, and go out and make plays.
There's more to come on the Panthers Huddle. We look at the different wrinkles teams are throwing at the Panthers' offense to stop their run game. Closed captioning for the Panthers Television Network is provided by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, helping you enjoy the sights and sounds of the NFL all season long. You're on the prowl with the Carolina Panthers and Pepsi, official soft drink partner of the Carolina Panthers and all for the Carolinas.
It's always a little sweeter when you can win on television. Since 2004, over 3,000 players, coaches, and cheerleaders have participated in the Little Panthers Game of the Month, a TV series which captures the excitement surrounding youth football organizations in Mecklenburg and Spartanburg counties. This experience provides young athletes the thrill of having their games televised with the feeling of playing on the big stage. The Carolina Panthers organization supports the Little Panthers Game of the Month to showcase a unique opportunity and, for many, the chance of a lifetime. Check your local listings for times and airings.
Dominant all game, let's suppose I will, bro.
The Carolina Panthers aerial attack has really taken off in the last few weeks. Starting wideouts Kelvin Benjamin and Devin Funchess are becoming one of the league's most dynamic duos. And wide receiver coach Lance Taylor is a big reason why.
Let's go, Shep. Be great.
Be great today.
Every day.
Let's be great, ball.
Every
yes,
day.
Sir. Yes, sir.
All right, KB. Be a dog today. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes it's not the message, but the messenger.
Handle the what-ifs. Be poised. Now when we get the ball back, let's go back and score, okay?
And so far in this young season, the Panther wide receiving core is hearing Lance Taylor loud and clear.
You know, he always pushing me, always behind me, man, and just, you know, keeping me on my toes, you know, even when I'm down, you know, about the littlest thing, you know, he remind me, you know what I'm saying, like it ain't easy to be here, you know what I'm saying, so don't take it for granted, you know, he just pushing me, man, I'm thankful for him.
Come off, be physical at the top, let's get a catch and get us rolling, okay, positive first down play.
Taylor, who spent the last three seasons at Stanford, brings high energy and enthusiasm that the receivers love.
Hey, you're just trying to make moves, huh? You're trying to go the distance?
Taylor preaches hard work and attention to detail, and the results on the field are speaking for themselves.
Got him, got him, got him, got him.
Seeing the things that he did with, you know, C-Mac Christian throughout the years in college and seeing him develop him and do several different things with him, it just shows what he can do with talent. You know, I think that was a big reason why he came here, and it's showing in our room what he can do with guys that have talent.
Good job, big dog. Just want to play big right there. Good job, man.
And the scary part for D coordinators around the league is that this group of young and extremely talented receivers has the potential to get even better as the season goes on. Every offense has fingerprints, signature plays that the offense likes to rely on. But defenses do everything in their power to take that away once they vibe into what the offense is trying to do. As Panther insider Mike Kraft explains in this week's Self Scout, it's best to know how they plan to attack you so you can be ready when you take the field.
Moving forward, the Panthers want to do just that. Move the ball down the field.
It is Stewart, yeah. Up the middle, Stone.
Right now, the Panthers' running game isn't living up to its lofty standards.
Toss sweep to the strong side, all the receivers, but the Eagles shook all the blockers and put Stewart down a 5-yard loss.
And the hope is, with a little extra time this week, they can get it in gear.
We pride ourselves on running the ball. You know, we got to get back to doing the things we do well and being a balanced offense and running the football. You know, we know we have to do that, and we give Philly a lot of credit. Hopefully we see that team down the line. Until then, you know, we're ready to play the Chicago Bears.
It has nothing to do with game plan. It has nothing to do with play calling. It has to do with doing the
the game plan that's set up for us, and Shula's done a great job week in and week out, and players have to execute. So the guys know it, we know it, and so we got to do a better job of that.
Sometimes it's best to take a close look at what teams are doing against you and find out exactly why it's working. Here's an example of the Panthers' zone read play, a staple in this offense. The Eagles drop 7 into the box. By the numbers, the Panthers down 5 can only block 5 of the Eagles' box players. No more, no less. On the backside, the Eagles' end does a good job of staying square and slow playing the read, shuffling down the line to close off the run. That allows their linebacker to exchange gaps and flow outside to stop Newton if he pulls. Newton is forced to give, and the unblocked defender makes the tackle for a minimal gain. The hope is Panthers coaches and players will make the necessary adjustments to counter this style of in-your-face defense and run the ball.
Cuts left, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, touchdown.
Mike Kraft for the Panthers Hub.
Buying or selling NFL tickets? Visit NFLticketExchange.com, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL, where 100% of tickets are verified by Ticketmaster.
The Chicago Bears come into Sunday's game against the Panthers with just a 2-4 worksheet, but the Bears did have an impressive road win at Baltimore this past Sunday. Time now to take you into the enemy camp. The Bears seem to have dialed in to their quarterback answer in first-round draft choice Mitch Trubisky. This former North Carolina Tar Heel, making just his second start, led the Bears to their first road win since 2015. Trubisky passed for only 113 yards, but he did throw one touchdown, and he was safe with the ball. He had no pick. The Bears' defense, ranked 6th in the NFL, forced 3 Raven turnovers and held Baltimore to under 300 yards of total offense. And, of course, Chicago is coached by former Panther head coach John Fox. We favor our current Panther head coach, Ron Rivera. Coach, you don't have a lot of NFL film on Mitch Trubisky, some college tape. How has this young man impressed you so far?
Well, I think the biggest thing more so is just his arm strength, his ability to make all the throws. He can make all the throws in the league. When you do watch the limited tape, you see him throw the deep out from the opposite numbers. You know, if he's on the left hash and he makes it all the way outside the right numbers, that's pretty doggone good. He throws the deep route pretty good, very accurate on the deep inside digs, hits the timing routes very nicely. So there's enough tape to know that he has that type of skill set, and his command of what they're doing seems to be pretty good.
And, Coach, he's not really a bad runner in the pocket, too. He can actually move out of pocket. But I want to show a play where he hits tight end down the field for a touchdown. However, there's a lot of problem that's going on. So if we just let this play just kind of run, there is bunch formation, guys confused who they got, and the ball's down the field by Trubisky. Easy touchdown by Sims. Easy. Now I want to go back and I want to diagnose this, and then why is this, Coach, why is this easy as you kind of draw on this map?
Well, probably the biggest thing, more than anything else, first of all, is you see the Bears starting a 3-receiver bunch. Okay, yes. 2 tight ends and a wide receiver. And what they've done is they've gone ahead and they've basically decided who's covering who. So when you've got these 3 guys in this position, 1, 2, and 3, now you've got 3 defenders that have to sit there, and they now have to decide who's going to cover who. Right now, you see there's a little bit of confusion between one of the DBs mm-hmm. and the other DB. What's going to happen is you're going to see 2 guys cover 1 tight end, okay? And the other tight end is uncovered. He's just going to run a simple 9 route for a touchdown. The other problem in this, too, and you sit it and you look at it, the other thing that I'm sitting here staring at is you've got showing single high post safety, but he's nowhere to the middle of the formation.
Yes, sir.
So now he's favoring the weak side with 1 single receiver. You've got 3 receivers at the top. You'd almost want to say favor the 3 receivers, favor the passing yes. strength. He's not. As a result, they're going to get confused in their coverage, and the post safety is not going to get there in time.
Yeah, that guy should be somewhere down here in the middle of the football field. And also, don't you think this guy right here might be just a little bit too close to the line of scrimmage?
Absolutely. The other thing you'd like to do, too, is if you are playing man and you're going to run some sort of combination out of it, the deepest defender, the guy that's got the last guy, he should always be back and he should always be about 3, 4, 5 yards off of the guys, because of any mix-up, he can pick up the most dangerous.
So as we run this play, you'll see exactly what Coach is talking about. There's a mix-up. Now, a man running, stop the ball right there, a guy running free, and now you got to get on your horse because somehow you messed up.
And absolutely, and we talked about it earlier too, Eugene, that post safety, he doesn't get there in time. Why? Because he was favoring the single receiver as opposed to the passing strength.
So he should have been favoring more in the middle of the field, and now he can get to that route. And I'm surprised that these guys were able to get this route. If you let this play go, when he catches the ball, you can tell just by having proper technique. I'm going to stop it right there. Look how close these guys are to the ball with bad technique and not doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Without a doubt. If, for the most part, the post safety gets to where he needs to be to start with, he's got a chance to make that play. The corner that actually messes up the coverage, if he's a little bit deeper to begin with, he may see this guy come free. And if not, because he's deeper by alignment, look how close he is. He's what, a step away from making the play?
Yes. And then lastly, Trubisky takes a hit that he shouldn't take a hit. It should have been a flag on that play.
Yeah, and you know the thing about it too, and you talked about earlier, his great mobility helped lead to that play. Got a little bit of a half roll, got himself outside the pocket, threw the ball nicely on the run.
This young man is no joke. He's a pretty good one.
Good look at some of the Bears' passing game. How about defensively, Coach? How have the Bears impressed you on that side of the ball?
Well, I think the thing that the Bears do is their aggressive attacking style. Vic Fangio is the defense coordinator. Has done a very nice job with things with the personnel he has. Puts them in position to make plays. They're very disruptive. They're one of the top-ranked defenses in the league right now.
All right, Soldier Field, Chicago, Carolina at the Bears. Kickoff is set for 1 o'clock Eastern. CBS has the pictures, but as always, you mute their audio. Turn us up on the Carolina Panthers radio network station nearest you. It's not the first time you've been back, Coach, but you're an important part of the sports history of that city. Any sentimental pangs as you go back to Chicago?
There's a lot of sentimental pangs, but the only pang I want to feel is us getting over on them. It's exciting. It's a lot of fun because you're right. There's a tremendous amount of football history that starts in Chicago. Actually, starts in the state of Illinois. And Decatur, Illinois is where the NFL first started.
Good little bit of history. See, I told you, he's got potential. Coach Ron Rivera, Eugene Robinson, for these guys, for the rest of our crew, this is Mick. Thanks for the visit, and we'll catch up with you next week right here inside the Panthers Huddle.
You've been watching the Panthers Huddle, a copyrighted presentation of the Carolina Panthers and the NFL.